Conversation 16. Questions 51 to 53 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 16. What would you like to do then?
Well, there's not much on TV, is there? Do you fancy a movie?
Fine, but I don't feel like going all the way into town. What is on locally?
Well, I rang the Criterion earlier, and they've got Raw Deal. You remember we saw something about it on TV last week?
No, I don't fancy that. Too much blood and guts.
I agree. Oh, there's also A Room with a View. Why don't we go and see it?
We could, but I've seen it.
Well, so have I.
Sorry, I forgot.
But it was so good, I'd like to see it again.
Oh, I would too, but not just yet. I only saw it a short while ago.
How about Crocodile Dundee 2?
Crocodile Dundee 2? Why didn't you say it earlier? I loved the first one.
It was all right. Still, I'd rather we went to that than any of the others. There's a performance at 8.
8? Well, then it's time we left.
Don't panic. That is when the performance begins. There'll be adverts and trailers and things before the film actually starts. Crocodile Dundee 2 won't start at least until 8:30. We've easily got an hour.
But I'm starving. I haven't eaten since lunchtime.
I haven't either. Let's grab something on the way. A hamburger or something.
Right. I'll get my coat. Have you seen the keys to my car?
Weren't they on the desk? Conversation 17. Questions 54 to 56 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 17.
Ahem. Excuse me. Where's the manager? I want to see him.
I'm sorry, but the manager is not here today.
I demand a refund on these jeans. They are not the right size.
I'm so sorry, but the manager is not in. I'll have to take care of your matter.
You see, I paid an expensive price for these jeans, and one of your sales clerks gave me the wrong size. On top of that, he put them in a box so that only after I arrived home and my son tried them on was I aware of his trick.
I'm sorry, but I don't think he did that deliberately.
I don't care how sorry or apologetic you are. I want my money back.
Do you have the receipt with you?
No.
I'm sorry, but no receipt, no refund. This is our policy.
You'd better refund my money or else you'll be in big trouble.
I'm terribly sorry, but I can't refund your money. I can give you another pair of jeans in exchange for yours.
Isn't there anything else that you do?
No, that's the way it is.
Well, okay. I'll exchange my jeans for another pair, but I'm not happy. Conversation 18. Questions 57 to 60 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 18.
So, Mrs. Walker,
this is your bed, and as you can see, there are 7 other beds in the ward. Have you got everything you need?
Yes, I think so. I followed the hospital's advice, and I've only brought a few belongings with me.
Good. You can see the reasons why we ask you to do that. The cupboard is really very small. And have you arranged for anyone to bring in changes of nightwear and other clean clothes?
Yes, my husband will deal with all that. Can you tell me what the visiting hours are?
Yes, of course. They're in the afternoon from 2:30 to 3:30, and in the evening from 7 to 8. But remember that only 2 people can see you at the same time. Sorry about that, but you can imagine the chaos if we didn't have these rules.
Yes, I suppose so. What other rules are there?
Well, first of all, I should tell you about our hours. We start pretty early. You might not be used to that. We wake you at 6 o'clock, and breakfast is at 8 o'clock. Lunch is at noon. There's tea at 3:30, and supper is at 6 o'clock.
Oh my goodness! That's very different from what I've been used to. Still, I won't be here for long, I hope. You'd better tell me the rest of the rules.
Yes, well, you can see the no smoking sign. We don't allow smoking on the wards under any circumstances. And the same goes for alcohol. I'm sure you understand why. However, if you do need to smoke, there are special lounges where it's allowed.
Oh, I don't smoke, so it doesn't affect me. And I think it's a jolly good rule. Do you smoke, nurse?
No, but I used to. I've given up, in fact. I haven't had a cigarette for 3 months now.
Well done. Look, I mustn't keep you any longer, but just one more question. Can I make a telephone call? I mean, is there a phone anywhere?
Yes, of course there is. Outside the ward, there's a payphone. You need changes for that, of course.
Oh, and that reminds me.
Can you make sure that only one of your relatives phones in each day to find out how you are? The switchboard gets clogged up with callers.
Yes, okay.
I must go now. You get changed and into bed. And I'll check on you in a while. The radio controls are there, with your own headphones, if you want to listen. It's our own hospital radio.
Thanks very much. You've been very helpful. Conversation 19. Questions 61 to 63 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 19.
It's so great to finally meet you. I've heard a lot about you. Bob tells me you're majoring in social work.
Yeah. And what is it that you're studying exactly?
I'm studying law. I'm going to specialize in immigration law.
That must be so fascinating.
It really is. One of the best things is that I get to make so many important contacts. Just a couple of weeks ago, I met with a group of immigration lawyers in Washington. They were hearing about the latest proposition. Have you ever been to Washington?
Well, as a matter of fact, I was there for a couple of days last summer. I attended meetings on the social welfare program.
The social welfare program, yes. One of my professors is recommending that I write a paper on those changes, since it's so closely connected to immigration. He thinks I have a very good understanding of the program.
That's wonderful. I think it's so important to be encouraged by your professors. My professors have also been very supportive of my work. One of them is helping me to apply for a scholarship to graduate school.
Oh, you're actually applying to graduate school? I guess you must be very motivated. I've just got accepted to law school with a full scholarship. Once I get through that, I'll be on the road to success. That should show them I've made it.
Don't really look at it that way. I just want to have enough to provide for the things I care about.
Not for me. I think the best part of success is having other people know you're successful. Conversation 20. Questions 64 to 66 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 20. Jill, have you registered with the next semester?
Not yet. There's still something that I'm not sure. Do you know if Professor Smith's Economics 102 is still available to all undergraduate students?
No, I don't think so. Last semester, I tried to register in that course, but all the other people told me not to.
Why not?
They said that my lack of knowledge in higher mathematics might be an obstacle in understanding Professor Smith's theory.
So, does that course require students to take a course in higher mathematics before they can register?
No, there's no such requirement. But Jack told me that Professor Smith usually uses lots of formulas inside class. So, you'd better make sure that you are extremely familiar with these formulas if you are seriously considering taking his course.
What a shame! My friends all told me that Professor Smith has lots of original ideas, and he really can stimulate students to think. But I don't think I have the mathematical skills to keep up with the others.
If you want to take the course so much, why don't you register in a course in higher mathematics first?
But I'm afraid that I will miss Professor Smith's course when I finish the mathematics course.
Hey, I heard that Professor Smith would give the same course in the semester that starts next fall. Why don't you take a year's higher mathematics and register in Economics 102 the next fall?
That sounds like a good idea. Conversation 21. Questions 67 to 70 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 21.
Hey, how was your trip?
Wonderful. I spent most of my time at the art museum. I especially liked the new wing. I was amazed to hear the guide explain all the problems they had while building it.
Right. I just read an article that went on and on about the cost. 90 million total, I think.
Yeah, the guide mentioned that. You could see they spared no expense.
Huh. It looked really unusual, at least from what I saw in the picture.
It is. The basic design is two triangles. In fact, there are triangles all over. The paving stones in the courtyard, the skylights, and even a lot of the sculptures. One sculpture is a mobile. It is in the courtyard, and it's made of pieces of aluminum that move slowly in the air. Really impressive.
That was in the article too. It is said the original was steel, and it weighed so much that it wasn't safe to hang.
Right. They did it over in aluminum so it wouldn't come crashing down on someone's head.
You know, the article went into that in details. There was even an interview with the sculptor.
I'd like to read that. Would you mind if I borrow the magazine sometime?
No, I wouldn't mind, if I haven't thrown it out yet. Conversation 22. Questions 71 to 73 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 22.
Derek, how is your knee today? Is it still giving you trouble?
No, it feels a lot better today. I went to the doctor, and he told me it was only a pulled ligament.
Great. But why don't you take it easy today? Maybe just practice throwing. Don't do any running.
Okay. Do you have any news about Michigan and what we can expect in Saturday's games?
Yes, I have some films showing Michigan in the last three games. They're in my office. If you want to see them after practice, you can.
Oh, that would be great. I'd like to see what we're up against.
Michigan has a strong team. We're in for a tough one. They're one of the top football teams in the country, now since they beat Iowa last weekend. Come to think of it, why don't you go ahead and check out the game films right now? And just rest that knee this afternoon. I want you to be well in 3 days.
All right. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon for full practice.
Okay. Here's the key to my office. The films are on my desk, and the projector is all set up. Conversation 23. Questions 74 to 76 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 23.
Hello, how can I help you?
I'd like to rent a car for some time.
We rent many different brands, types, and sizes. Do you have a preference?
Yes. Do you have any GM Buicks?
Yes. How about a red one?
Let me see.
As a matter of fact, we have two left. Both are red 2003s.
Great. What is the per-day charge, and does that include mileage?
The charge is $67.50 per day, plus sales tax, and there is no mileage charge for the first 500 miles. After that, the charge is 9 cents per mile. Do you have auto insurance?
Yes.
Please be sure to fill in all asked for information regarding your insurance coverage.
What if I'm in an accident? Is the car insured?
Yes, it is insured. The details are on the back of the rental contract. Please read it first, and then I'll answer any question you may have.
Here is $140.
Here is the key. The car's over there. Remember to be back by 12 midnight to avoid being charged a third day.
Thanks.
Conversation 24. Questions 77 to 80 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 24.
Walter, why haven't you been coming to Professor Crosley's anthropology class?
What do you mean? I've been there every morning.
Every morning? But, I get it. You must be in the professor's morning class in cultural anthropology. I'm in her afternoon class in social anthropology. So tell me, how do you like her class?
Oh, it's very interesting. So far, we've been studying the art, the architecture, and the tools of different cultures. And this Saturday, our class is going down to the local museum. They're having an exhibit of the artifacts of the early inhabitants of the area.
Your class has quite a different focus from mine. We're studying social relations in groups. For example, this week we've been talking about marriage customs and family life in a number of societies, including our own.
So, what's your opinion of Professor Crosley?
Well, she asks her students to do a lot of work. We're going to have 2 tests and 2 research papers. But she's a fascinating lecturer. I've never taken an anthropology course before, but I'm glad I decided to take the course.
Yeah, same for me. In fact, I never thought of anthropology as an interesting subject, but now I sure do.
Conversation 25. Questions 81 to 84 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 25.
Great to see you back from Canada. What impressed you most about Canadian culture?
It's not the Canadian culture, but the culture shock that is unbearable.
What do you mean by culture shock?
Culture shock is caused by the anxiety that results from losing all our familiar signs and symbols of social communication.
Being more specific, what is that?
When an individual enters a strange culture, all or most of these familiar signs are removed. He or she is like a fish out of water. A series of props have been knocked out from under him, followed by a feeling of frustration and anxiety.
What are people's reactions?
People react to the frustration in much the same way. They reject the environment, which causes the discomfort. The home environment suddenly assumes a tremendous importance. All the difficulties and problems are forgotten, and only the good things back home are remembered. It usually takes a trip home to bring one back to reality. That's why I'm back.
It's like an illness.
Yes.
Any other symptoms?
Excessive concern over drinking water, food, and bedding. Fear of physical contact with others. The absent-minded stare. A feeling of helplessness, and a desire for dependence on long-term residents of one's own nationality. Fits of anger over minor frustrations. And finally, that terrible longing to be back at home.
What is the reason for all this?
This evidently grows out of the real difficulties which the visitor experiences in the process of adjustment. There are house troubles, transportation troubles, and shopping troubles.
I bet everyone comes across some difficulty.
If people succeed in getting some knowledge of the language and begin to get around by themselves, they are beginning to open the way into the new cultural environment.
Have you got it?
Hard to say.
Conversation 26. Questions 85 to 87 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 26. Susan, I could really use your help this weekend.
What is it, John? Another term paper?
No, no. This is easy compared with that. My cousin is coming on Tuesday. She has an interesting view at the college, and I promised my aunt I'll look after her. We are going to the game on Friday, but Saturday I'm on duty at the library all day and can't get out of it. I was wondering if you could show her around during the day, and maybe we can all meet for dinner later.
Sure, I don't have any plans. What kinds of things does she like to do?
Actually, I haven't seen her for 3 years. She lives so far away. But this will be her first time on a college campus. She is still in high school, so she'll probably enjoy anything on campus.
Well, there is a music festival in the auditorium. That's a possibility. Only I hope it doesn't snow. They are predicting 6 to 8 inches for weekend. Everything will be closed down by then.
Well, how about if, for the time being, I'll plan on dropping her off at your place on the way to work, around 11. But if there is a blizzard, I'll give you a call and see if we can figure something else out.
Sounds good. Meantime, I'll keep Saturday open. We can touch base Friday night when we'll have a better idea of the forecast.
I hope this works out. I feel kind of responsible. She won't know her way around, and I want her to have a good time. Anyway, I really appreciate your help. I owe you one.
No problem. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Conversation 27. Questions 88 to 90 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 27.
I have a 3-week vacation coming up in a few months, and I want to take a trip. But I don't really know where I want to go.
Do you want to stay in this country, or would you prefer to go abroad?
I think I'd like to visit a foreign country. I'm not interested in Africa, but any place else would be fine.
Well, that leaves the Orient, the Middle East, South America, and Europe. Oh, I almost forgot Australia. Are you interested in seeing anything in particular? Historical monuments, museums, countryside, people?
Monuments might be interesting, but museums are too stuffy. I think I'd like to see a little nightlife too. If I'm going to spend lots of money on a trip, I don't want to be bored.
It sounds as if you would do well to go to Europe. Possibly to France, Spain, or Italy. There are excellent hotels, so many interesting sights to see, and plenty of nightclubs.
Say, how about Gay Paris? I could spend my whole vacation there and really have a good time, couldn't I? They say the night spots are really terrific.
Well, you'd certainly have plenty of time to find out. And during the day, you could do a little sightseeing.
If I'm not too tired. I'd rather sleep during the day. I can always see the sights at home. You've convinced me. I'll take a ticket to Paris. Conversation 28. Questions 91 to 93 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 28.
Hi, Tom. How is your chemistry paper going?
It's coming along. But I've been staring at this computer screen for hours, and my eyes hurt.
Yeah, doing that can make your eyes really dry and tired. You should take a break.
I can't. I have to get this paper written. It's due tomorrow.
You know, I read about computers and eye problems recently. The article says that they are usually caused by not blinking your eyes enough.
Blinking? I thought I just needed new glasses.
No. When you blink, the movement of closing and opening your eyes, even though it happens really fast, helps moisten your eyes. It's the lack of moisture that causes the problem.
That makes sense. But what does it have to do with the computer?
People who use computers tend to stare at the monitor and blink less often than they normally would. That leads to dry, irritated eyes.
Well, that's certainly how mine feel now. They really hurt.
The article I read about the office workers found out that the workers averaged 22 blinks a minute when relaxed, but just 7 blinks a minute while looking at the text on a computer screen.
Wow, that's quite a difference.
They also kept their eyes open wider, which means the moisture evaporated more quickly.
I wonder if using some kind of eye drops will make them feel better.
That might help, but the best prescription is to take a break and rest your eyes.
Okay, let's go to get some coffee. I can finish this later tonight.
Conversation 29. Questions 94 to 96 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 29. Art Department. Professor Brown speaking.
Hello, Professor Brown. My name is Frank Molloy. I'm thinking about taking your course of acrylic painting, and I'm calling to find out more about it.
Have you ever worked with acrylic paints?
I've done very little painting at all. I'm a chemistry major, but enjoy drawing. And the course description says that any student can sign up. I assume that means that experience in painting isn't necessary.
Yes, that's right. We'll be using acrylic paints instead of oil because they are easier to handle and dry more quickly. Also, beginning students can get a good feel of what they can do with textures by working with the acrylic paints.
My roommate is also a chemistry major, but he has painted quite a bit. If he signs up for the course, would he find it too easy?
No. He could work on using techniques he already knows and applying them to principles of composition, color, and design. There's something for everyone in this course.
One more question. Do we need to bring our own brushes and paints to class?
Yes, you can buy them in the bookstore. I'll provide drawing board and any other supplies that are necessary. I hope you decide to join us.
It sounds interesting. I'll definitely register today.
Fine. See you next Monday afternoon. And don't forget your brushes and paints.
Conversation 30. Questions 97 to 100 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 30. You must be pretty excited about your trip to Europe. When is it that you are leaving?
In just 3 weeks, and I'm excited. But there are still a few things I need to do before I go.
Like what?
Like renewing my passport, going to the travel agency to buy plane ticket, and figuring out what to do with my apartment while I'm gone.
You are not going to give it up, are you?
No way. I'll never find another apartment around here. But I don't like the idea of paying 3 months' rent on an empty apartment either.
I don't blame you. Perhaps you could sublet it.
Yes, but who to?
Let me think. Oh, I know just a person, an old colleague of mine. Jim Thomas is coming here to do some research this summer from June to August.
Well, that's exactly when I'll be away. It sounds ideal, as long as the landlord agrees.
Tell you the truth, I'll be calling Jim late this week anyway, so I'll mention it to him.
Well, thanks, Bill. Let me know what happens. That extra money will really come in handy.